What is the true purpose of prayer? Does it really change anything? Find out on today's Believer's Voice of Victory as Gloria Copeland and her guest Billy Brim continue with Making Prayer a Priority in Your Life.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Billy Brim, my special guest this week, and I are already excited. Hallelujah. So we're glad you're here. Don't miss any of the broadcasts. Billy's got a message from heaven for us, and it's important. So, Billy, go for it.
Hallelujah.
We're ready. We're
Bless
listening.
The Lord.
We intend to do what we see in the Word of God.
Praise the Lord. You know, I had a letter, and I didn't bring it this time, but I just read it last week on the Wednesday prayer that we have. And somebody in a terribly backslidden condition was just like surfing the net. And they got on to BVOV, Believer's Voice of Victory. And she said, my backslidden self has been awakened.
Hallelujah.
And she told all that. And then now she's doing a part, her part, praying in the Great Awakening. Feels like she's doing something for God.
Isn't that great?
But I thought that was so good. Because the first ones that have to wake up is us.
That's exactly right.
I told you that in our noontime prayer, we had a time of silence about 3 weeks ago. And there were some Pentecostal ladies in there. And one of them just got caught up in the Spirit. And praising the Lord and telling him how much she loved him. And then the Lord said to all of us, I have been calling you, and I have been calling you.
Forgive us,
and
Lord,
I have been calling you.
For not answering.
In other words, listen to me and obey me.
Yeah. Listen and obey. Hear and obey.
Hear and obey.
Amen.
And you know, somebody watching on the net heard and obeyed. And they heard me talk about W.I. Evans. I think it might have been, I was reading from that little book right there. Because I did know about that book and had read something about it.
This river must flow.
The Holy Ghost river has to flow. You can't dam it up. You have to let it flow. And it has to have its own way. You don't get to rule it around.
And that book's out of print.
Yeah, that book's out of print. You can go online and find some. But this, a lady heard me read out of it. And Brother Hagin had always told us that he loved to have the Pentecostal evangel come. And the first thing he did was look and see if it had an article by W.I. Evans. W.I. Evans taught at Central Bible College and Assemblies of God in Springfield in the 1930s and 40s. And he passed away in 1943. But so she sent us these. And I quick got over to this one. Prayer must have priority. And so he's talking about the hearing God side of prayer. Because prayer is our working with God.
I was born in 42.
Yeah.
So he was preaching this.
Yeah, he was preaching this.
When I was born.
When you were born.
How about that?
He died the next year.
My goodness.
But see now, he didn't have worldwide television to get this out. He didn't have a satellite in the air.
That's right.
And so now the Lord has brought it back up again. And in this article, Prayer Must Have Priority, he takes us to Jeremiah chapter 7, when it says in verse 21, Jeremiah is prophesying that they're going to be carried away into captivity. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, put your burnt offerings up unto your sacrifices and eat flesh. He's speaking of two particular kind of offerings that they were doing and he had ordered them to do. But he said, just put it aside. It's not amounting to anything. A lot of things people do.
You might as well just go ahead.
Just forget it. It's making me sick, he said. Nauseated, rather. He said in Malachi.
We don't want to be that way.
He said, I spake not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in the day I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning these two types of sacrifice and offerings. I didn't talk to them about this. That was instituted later, and it's good, and it had its purpose. But that's not the basic essential. This thing, verse 23, commanded I unto them, obey my voice. And I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you.
Mm-hmm.
But they hearken not, nor incline their ear, but walked in the counsels and in the imaginations of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward. That's what that one lady said to me, my backslidden self. She knew she was backslidden. If you don't hear the voice of God, and you don't obey Him, then you are backslidden.
Yes.
Now, Chip, my son, he called me real excited about something he had found in the Bible. I just love that, you know.
When your kids call you
preach. Your son flew me down here, John. And of course, he's just so valuable to your ministry now.
Yes, he is. He's a blessing.
And Chip is just preaching the gospel everywhere. But of my children, Chip was the one that tested us. And I think of yours,
John
was the one that tested you.
But they passed the test.
But look where they are right now.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord.
That's right.
And so it just thrills
me. They and we passed the test.
They and we.
We didn't kill them.
No, we prayed for them, didn't we?
We did.
I know you did. You
got down.
That's right. They really did a lot for your prayer life. I remember that.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And just like Ken Copeland did a lot for Vanetta, his mother's prayer life. Bless the Lord. Now, read in, this is what Chip called me about, was Psalm 81. And he was so excited. And he said, Mom, does God ever change? And I said, well, it says in the Bible that he's Jehovah and he changes not. He said, well, if this was true then, it's got to be true now.
Yeah.
So here it is, Psalm 81. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me. And Israel had walked in my ways. Hearken means hear and obey.
Mm-hmm.
You said it means hear kin.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, heard and obeyed, heard his voice.
Now, where are you reading?
What I'm verse? Reading verse 13. Psalm 81, 13.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't think I told you. 81, 13. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and mm-hmm. Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries.
Amen.
Now, Chip said, he was reading in a Bible, a translation, I don't know which one it was, but rather than soon, it said speedily. I should speedily have subdued their enemies.
Yeah, I've got that. That's the Amplified.
And turned my hand against their adversaries. Okay, the Amplified says speedily.
Right.
All right. So he got out this Tehillim, which is the R. Scrolls Hebrew translation, and it said, in an instant, I would subdue their foes.
In an instant.
In an instant.
Now, what was that, Art Scrolls?
This is the Art Scrolls Tehillim. This is the Tehillim.
Wow, you know
it as
isn't
a Tehillim.
Isn't that good?
In an instant, I would subdue their foes.
So that says to me that the thing that stands between us and our situation being fixed is obedience.
Hearing and obeying.
Yeah. Oh, that's good, Billy.
He said, Mom, does
that
mean?
Thanks.
He said, does that mean that we could get answers faster? I said, Chip, it's bound to mean that.
Yeah, I've got that right here in my margin, speedily.
Yeah.
Best possible.
Yeah. Now. In an instant, speedily. If you just hear me and obey me.
And in my margin here, I've got a quote by Jerry Savelle that says, all delays are self-imposed.
Yeah, he taught on that recently.
Good. That's good.
The delays are self-imposed.
Ooh-wee. Let's just get in that groove of obedience and don't get out.
Yeah.
And
hearing
stay
him,
in a receptive
hearing him,
place.
You got to hear.
Yeah.
And then you walk on what you heard.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That is
bless
good.
The Lord. But if you go back up a verse or two, and I'm reading from the Tehillim, it says, but my people, look at verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
At least it's 12 in here. I don't know what it is in the King James.
It's 13 in King James.
Okay. No, I'm going to go back up to verse 11 in the King James.
Okay.
In the King James, it says, but my people would not hearken to my voice.
Would not. They
hearken
weren't willing to do it.
To my voice. He's speaking. Mm-hmm. Like he said, I'm calling you. I'm telling you what to do. And Israel would none of me. So I gave them up to their own heart's lusts, and they walked in their own counsels.
Mm-mm.
See, that Patriot's Bible, we're going to talk about that Patriot's Bible later. It's a marvelous Bible that's out right now. And it's got all of the history of America and the Great Awakenings and everything along with the New King James. And it tells how our founding fathers, what they said, what the man said who wrote the First Amendment. And so what happened, you start off hearing God and obeying, but then you get to walking in your own counsels. Mm-hmm. And there you are out there with walking according to your own lusts, walking according to your own ideas.
That's
not
right.
Walking according to what God said. I would speedily have subdued their enemies. Bless the Lord. Now, if God tells you that you hear His voice and you obey Him, then you're going to suddenly get it. He's going to be your God. You're going to be His people, and you're going to manifest Him.
Yeah, and He'll come forth then.
It's His job to make sure we hear His voice. It wouldn't be fair of God to ask us to do something we could not do.
Then it's our job to listen.
It's our job to listen. It's His job to speak.
Yeah, that's right.
It's our God to. It's our job to listen and to obey.
That's right.
Now, here in the King James, it says, verse 25 of Jeremiah, this one thing, in verse 23, this one thing I ask them, obey my voice. That means He's got to speak. Mm-hmm. And I will be your God, and you can be my people. Then He says in verse 25, and this is how it was in the Old Testament, this is how they heard His voice. Verse 25, since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt unto this day, I have even sent unto you all my servants the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them.
Daily?
Daily, He sent them. He sent them prophets to hear His voice. Now, did you notice that this is kind of a little soiled book?
Yes, that book has been through it.
This book goes with me every time I go to the Dead Sea. And I have to lie there in the sun. You know, I used to have psoriasis head to toe, no more. And God led me to the Dead Sea and the sunshine there. So I take this book with me, and you have to be all oiled up.
Well, so I can see that is all.
This book has had a lot of oil upon it, and not all the oil of the Holy Spirit. But this is a book which is a translation. It's not the Tehillim, it's not the Psalms, but this is a translation of the 12, what we call minor prophets. But this book says there's no such thing as a minor prophet.
Yeah, that's right. I'd agree with that.
Yeah, no such thing as a minor prophet. So I'm going to read you a little bit, because He spoke to them morning and night by prophets. Mm-hmm. Morning and night, He said He did. And you wouldn't obey. Now, I'm just going to read you a little bit about prophecy, because let's read Romans 3. Okay. Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3, verse 1. The Holy Ghost through Paul says, what advantage then has the Jew, or what profit is there of circumcision? Much in every way, chiefly because unto them were committed the oracles of God. The Word of God, the oracle of God, the New Testament even too.
That's right, the New Testament.
Came through these people called the Jews.
That's right.
So they know something about prophecy. And here's, in this beginning of this book, they speak a little bit about it. The link between the Creator and His creatures by means of prophecy is one of the foundations of the creation of the world. The link between God and us is the voice of God.
That's right. What else is there?
What else? Ever since God communicated His will to Adam.
That's what changed my life.
Yeah. And there are people just going around everywhere. They don't even know that God is there and that God is speaking. Ever since God communicated His will to Adam, man has been guided by divine pronouncements, God's words, addressed to such outstanding personalities as Noah, the patriarchs, Moses. It would have been inconceivable for God to have created the universe without providing guidelines for man's mission upon earth. And we get them because we hear Him.
Yeah, the new birth changed me, but the Word changed my life.
Yes. Well, how did you find out about the new birth?
By the Word.
By the Word.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Now, He spoke not only to great individuals, but to the entire nation, the nation of Hebrews they're talking about, as His chosen people. He called them to His divine service. Bless the Lord. Our sages teach that that's the ancient sages where the old history comes from. Through the course of history, twice as many prophets arose among the Jews as there were Israelites who left Egypt. That's from the Talmud. That means there were more than 2 million who came. So that means throughout Israel's history, they had more than 4 million prophets.
Wow.
God said, I had them there every day. When you got up in the morning, I had my prophets there. It wasn't just Jeremiah and Isaiah and those. He had 4 million prophets.
Oh, that's a revelation. I didn't know that.
Right. Yet of these millions, because back in those days, they didn't have the written word.
Right.
And they had to go by the voice of the prophets, what the prophets said.
That's true.
Yet of these millions of Jews who achieved the height of human spirituality, the prophecies of only 48 men and 7 women have been recorded in the scriptures.
Wow.
55 people. And these 55 people were those whose prophecies had to do with the ages that would follow. I've forgotten where that statement is. But these were the prophecies that would have to do with the succeeding generations. We have written down what's in this book because it has to do with us.
Aren't you glad every generation doesn't have to start over?
Yes, bless the Lord.
We'd
hallelujah.
Never get anywhere.
Hallelujah, bless the Lord. This word, and I wrote in the front of my Bible a statement by Larkin, the Holy Scriptures are not a systematic treatise on theology, history, science, or any other topic. They are a revelation from God.
That's right.
Of His plan and purpose in the ages as to the earth and the human race. Holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit during a period of 1,600 years, from 1492 B.C. to 100 A.D., some 40 different authors. So He gave us and had written down for us His Word. The essence of prophecy, this is from this book, is that one be attached to God and experience His revelation. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Essence.
So, you know, what did Paul say? He said, I would that you all prophesied. I would that you all spake with tongues, but I'd rather that you prophesy.
Wow.
Now, every single one of us, in our prayer lives, in our speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, like it says in Ephesians, prophecy is supposed to operate. Prophecy. You're supposed to be praying, and down through you comes prophecy from the Lord. Comes that simple gift of prophecy, you know, that's edifying
you. A personal
you.
Word.
A personal word as well as what comes down
word.
When you pray.
Yeah.
When you pray, you're supposed to hear God.
You know, I get up early every morning. And I go, if the weather's good, I sit on the porch and pray. Otherwise, I sit in my little study. I get so much instruction, not just about big things, you know, big and important things, but the little things in life. And I get so much instruction about what to do or what to change or just a thought that
Absolutely.
Would give me an idea or...
Because He thinks through your mind. It's not... Your thoughts can be God's thoughts. Like you get up every morning and you give Him your attention.
That's right. That's right. That's what you do.
Now, this is our verse that we've been looking at in Proverbs.
I get less sleep, but I enjoy life more.
Yeah. If you get up early, rise up early.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about George Washington Carver and how he did that.
Oh, good.
And what the things came to him.
I didn't know he did that until you told me that.
Yeah,
the other
4 o'clock to 6 o'clock every morning he got up.
Wow.
And listened
Boy,
to the Creator.
He did some things.
And Gloria, he got lots of criticism.
Of course.
Because he said that he only took his Bible into his workshop, that he didn't want to know what any other man knew. Mm-hmm. He only wanted to know what the Creator knew.
That's right.
And we're going to read some of his quotes about that. But today I'm just going to allude to one of them. He got criticism for that. Now, he said, I did read scientific books. I mean, he was a great scientist. Edison tried to hire him. Ford tried to hire him.
Right?
Henry Ford. But he said, when I go in that workshop, I want the Bible, and I want to hear what God says. Well, he got great criticism. New York Times, a reporter, wrote a bad article about him. I read that and
nothing changes.
Who knows that New York Times? Nobody remembers that person's name. No. Everybody knows George
That's
Washington
right.
Carver's name. But he said this. He said, it does not matter if men think you're not right. The important thing is that you are right.
That's right.
You
That's
make right. sure that you're right.
That's right.
He said, how can you make sure you're right? And he gave this scripture. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. He would sit before God every morning. And actually this says in the Hebrew, in all your ways know him. Don't just give him an acknowledgement. In all your ways know him. One of the translations said, possess him, own him. You own God as your very own. In all your ways, you've got a lot of ways out here. Ways. In all your ways, own him.
Own him?
Own, O-W-N, own him. Know him, and he shall direct your paths.
Wow.
Now, this Art Scrolls Hebrew translation says he will smooth your path. Actually what it says, it's the Hebrew word yashar. I know that word, Y-A-S-H-A-R, yashar. It means straight. He'll lead you on the smooth, straight path for your day.
That is the truth.
There's a whole bunch of ways out there you could go. Yeah. There's a whole lot of men out there young women could marry, mm-hmm. if they're beautiful, charming, whatever. But if you will acknowledge him and own him, and you will hear him, he will take you on the smooth, straight path.
Amen.
And you'll be one of those we hear about that have lived together 70 years and are still in love.
That's right.
You see, in all your ways, you hear, you own him, you know him, you listen to him. And George Washington Carver said, you can know you're right.
Praise God.
And it doesn't even matter if everybody...
And sometimes it works for ignorant people.
Yeah.
Kid asked me to marry him on the first date.
I know
what I said? Okay.
Neither one of you were born again.
Neither one of us knew God.
You know what I think?
What?
I think what Dr. Hicks said. The Lord can see, of course, he's not even living in the realm of time.
Right.
He's in the realm of eternity.
Mm-hmm.
And he could look down your lives and see when you're going to walk in faith. And he can use that faith right there. And how you're going to acknowledge him and know him to direct your path back here.
That's right.
That's what I believe.
It is a marriage made in heaven.
I know.
You know that.
I know that.
We're blessed. What? Why? Well, God maneuvered us.
Yeah.
You remember Brother Hagin prophesied?
Maneuver you.
That the Lord will maneuver you?
He said to Ken, he said, he maneuvered you like a ship into
right.
a harbor.
Oh,
that's what it says.
Let's be maneuverable.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to
Hear
God.
And obey. And know the blessings and work with God and have him bring what he wants on the
Glory
earth.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are we out? We're out of time. But Billy and I'll be right back.
Prayer is two-way communication with God. Prayer connects us to God. Prayer allows God to hear us. Prayer creates a place for us to hear God. God hears you. Through faith-filled prayer, God makes things happen. Individual and united devotion comes through prayer. Prayer changes us, changes situations, changes the world. The Call to Prayer package is two dynamic books, Spiritual Warfare, a handbook on how to avoid spiritual deception, and The Man Who Talks with the Flowers, the life story of George Washington Carver, which reveals the importance of love and dedication to prayer. Combined with a potent DVD set, Billy Brim Ministries Prayer School, taught by Billy Brim and Lynn Hammond. Prayer School shows you how to make a place in your life to hear God. Every move of God in the earth comes on the heels of prayer. The Call to Prayer package transforms religion to reality. God is listening. Talk to Him. Order your copy of the Call to Prayer package, now available for just $50. For a product discount and faster processing, log on to kcm.org and order online. This new package will help you understand the role of prayer in your life and how important it is to hear from God. To request your copy by phone, call toll-free 800-600-7395. You may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order today.
The Lord has salvation. That's a Bible word, salvation, for you today. Whatever it is you're caught up in, if there are thoughts of suicide, if you're on drugs, you're bound to alcohol, you're in sin, adultery, God's got a way out. And there's no way of peace in the world and in sin. You'll never have peace unless you choose the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior. And that's strictly something you decide. If you want out of trouble and you want out of problems, you may be thinking about suicide or whatever today. Make Jesus the Lord of your life. We've had testimonies of people, Billy, that of one person I remember that had a gun to her head, and the Word of God came.
Yeah, the voice of God.
Through this broadcast, and she prayed the salvation mm-hmm. prayer and was delivered. So it's never too late. So Billy and I want to lead you in a prayer of salvation. Just that is when you just give your heart and your life over to Jesus. Now just say this, dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
I receive you.
I receive you.
As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
Take my life.
Take my life.
And do something with it.
And do something with it.
I happen to know that works because that's the prayer that I prayed. You just give your heart to the Lord today. Make Jesus the Lord of your life. And you become changed on the inside. And then you just go into the Word of God and find out what to say, what to do, how to live. And the blessing comes on you. Glory to God. If you've prayed that prayer with us today, we want to give you these free books. The Salvation Package, just ask for the Salvation Package. It's 5 books and a brochure about what happened to you. And they're absolutely free. About what happens to you when you're born again. The secret, love, the secret to your success. You know, Jesus wants you to be successful. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be well. He wants you to live in peace. Billy and I want that for you too. And so we want to encourage you to act on this and go forward. Tomorrow starts the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign. If you can't come, join us live on kcm.org. Isn't it great that we can preach all over the world just through that internet? And it's going to be a great meeting, and the Word of God's coming forth always in that meeting. It's powerful. We'll see you again tomorrow. And remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our online store today at kcm.org to purchase this broadcast on DVD or CD or a copy of today's product. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you find the biblical answers to your questions. Believe the love God has for you. Walk in the blessing and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Come to these exciting meetings. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 12th through 14th at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. Hello, My Name is God, live, a meeting with Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons on November 20th and 21st. Join them at the Atlanta Marriott Century Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org.